Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Another week, another sacking of a DStv Premiership coach. Is it a sacking? I don't know. The latest casualty. But we kind of suspected it when we dealt with it on, was it Thursday or Friday? Ennis Middendorp has been let go of his role as Maritzburg United coach, where he will be, I suppose, I mean, I'm not sure where he'll be next season. Maybe it's too soon to find out, but let me get his reaction to the now formal media statement that has been released by Maritzburg United. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome to Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Yeah, good evening, Robert. Thank you.
I mean, obviously, we kind of speculated about this last week. Now that it's been confirmed by the club as well, did you have a final meeting with the management of the club, the president of the club, or the chairman? And what was concluded?
There was no final meeting, not with the chairman and not with the board. I received a phone call on Tuesday, yesterday around lunchtime. At that time, I was not in Pietermaritzburg. Good. It was obviously asked to come in for a meeting. I said, listen, what is it about? And then I got told, I quote, the partnership between Ernst Middendorp and Maritzburg United is coming to an end. That's the final decision. So that was information I received then on Tuesday, either yesterday, and good. It is not an unusual procedure, meanwhile, in the soccer industry. It's not a secret that over the past months there were different opinions, there were different discussions about certain directions inside Maritzburg United, but it was taken in a professional way at that time. I think if you go into the PSL from position 7 till the position 16, each and everybody changed the coach during the time. And I think here, there must be given a certain compliment to the club, to the management, to the ownership, really to stick to it. And I think they know why, because I have been 4 times called in to Pietermaritzburg, to Maritzburg United, handling critical stages, make sure the PSL status is there. I have done it 4 times in Maritzburg United, and I think that is definitely something that is respected. On the other side, I would have loved to get a little bit earlier the information, and not only on the 7th of June. I think probably 14 days earlier, the decision was probably already done. It would have helped me personally to go into certain steps to provide a future myself. But good, that's soccer, that's how it is.
Do you feel, though, given the number and the quality of players as well, Coach, that have come and gone at Maritzburg United, that you had enough to build the team to a more, let's say, respectable place, maybe a position within the top 8? Did you have that within you, and was that part of your so-called mandate?
Listen, first of all, I came in December 2020 following on Eric Tinkler, taking a team over more than less on the bottom of the league. We played the second half of the season. We were the 4th best team second half of the season 2021, finishing in a respectable position in the end of the season. I don't want to sit here and talk about which players have been released, which players have been sold, which players came in. But everybody who is in the soccer industry knows that if you want to make progress with a team, stick together, keep them together. And I hope in the moment with integration of players like Nico Lucubini, like Friday Samu, like Machika, like Keegan Ritchie over the season, plus Karim, a new player from Congo, worked with us already 5-6, plus Janino and some other players who all found their position in the last 5-6 months. I hope that these players will have a chance to stick together, to find the right cohesion viewing to the next season. And that's where I can come in. I'm not sitting here, and I think it's rubbish. I read some headlines. A player mentioned that he was 2 years in charge for rescuing the team. Then you hear other statements. I think in the end, Nordic United, in particular with the supporters we have experienced, in particular in the last games, Royal AM, for example, fantastic support, and it will come back, and then you can build something. But you cannot build something fundamental in a period of 1.5 years inside the league to rescue a team, first of all, to make sure, and I think the team, including management, including fans, supporters, stakeholders, and the technical team, of course, with the players together, have done a fantastic job so far. Now, okay, there's always an idea, a different idea a management have. We have seen it, and that is why I said it's not unusual. Borussia Dortmund finished second in the Bundesliga and separated with the coach. TSG Hoffenheim had the position 8 or 9 in the end of the season. There was a discussion in finishing time of the season. Also changing, the same happened in Augsburg. Just to give some examples from other leagues, it's not only South Africa now. I think I have enjoyed my time in Pietermaritzburg with Maritzburg United several times, and that is what is in my mind. Nothing else. As I said, the only stuff where I'm a little bit unhappy about restricting my own future was the late discussion only on the 7th of June. I think we could have done it 14 or 3 weeks earlier.
Was it quite clear to you? I mean, if you say it like that, Coach, it means that you would have probably expected something like this to happen. It's just that they delayed on their side.
If you are not really sleeping in a basement all the time and you have open ears, you have open can see what's going on. I think that a certain different opinion about certain stages inside the league. It doesn't matter second half of the season. Of course, after 18 games, we had only 15 points. Then in this final 12 games after the break, we managed to provide 16 points. But there are discussion during the period. I think that's normal. There's a certain happiness, there's a certain unhappiness, certain games where you expect to win, to go into a good position. We had some critical stages, were not really successful in certain moments. It's normal. Expecting is one stuff, to finalize it in the end with a certain respect is a second part. And as I said, I don't want to repeat it. This project is finished, and that's it.
With that project being finished, and then Ernest Biddendorp, you mentioned a short while ago saying that you've been, you know, back and forth with Maritzburg United. You've always enjoyed your time. You've always had mutual respect as well with the chairman of the club. You haven't had time, I can imagine, to think about your future. Is it too early? Is it too late? Have you considered, would you continue coaching another team in the PSL?
I think, Robert, I have a certain reputation. You know, if a club brings a player, a coach back 4 times, says something about the quality, about the respect in terms of the skills. And it's not only Maritzburg United. I was in other teams. I was 3 times in Bielefeld. I was 2 times in Kaiser Chiefs. I have been with other teams always bringing back. And I think that say it tells you something, and if you're in a normal business in your industry, it happens not really very often. And I think I always managed not only with Maritzburg United, I managed with Bloemfontein, I managed with Golden Arrows, I managed with Free State Stars to take over teams in critical stations and critical moments of the season, and in the end to rescue, or in the end to bring them into a better position. And it's well known, I think, inside inside the league. I'm not really thinking this has to be announced again and again. I think I have the highest number of matches as a foreign coach inside the PSL over the last 2 decades, and I think that tells you the story enough. I'm not really thinking and running around. If it comes and there's a team who has a certain idea moving forward to make a progress or being in a critical situation, yeah, we always can chat. I'm having a position that I'm not really in a certain moment that I have to run around and to follow some stuff. I'm quite relaxed.
I just got a tweet from Simpiwe Mwoga saying that I wish to know if they offer him a job in the future, will he ever go back to Maritzburg?
I have no problem at all. My strategy is always, and I say it a lot to young coaches, it doesn't matter if Fatou Davids or German young coaches or Mahia, don't burn bridges. It is a simple, easy, what we have to learn. If you shout at your former clubs, if you think what you did yourself was all okay, sit down, relax, and reflect what's happening over there. And I think that is what happened here again. We had a short discussion on the phone. We had a certain email transfer forward backwards. The solution is there, and that's it. And I think as you can hear, I'm not sitting here and throwing arrows into the direction of the club. There were fantastic moments, and that's majority of moments are really pleasant for me. It was Maritzburg United over the entire 13, 14 years. I have been there first in 2009, and if a call is coming to a certain time in future, I have no problems with it at all.
Right, Coach Ennis Middendorp, thank you so much again for always being available and chatting to us right here on MSW. Have a good break and hope to chat to you soon when your next appointment happens.
Thank you, Robert. And I think Sekou Kuna has done a great job to bring Kaiteno in, supporting the development, the progress of a real young club with all the ambition. I'm very happy to hear this.
Absolutely. But still yourself, Gavin Hunt, yourself, Fadlu Davids, and Gavin Hunt, yourself, Gavin Hunt, Fadlu Davids, are out of a job. Clinton Lust.
No, let's Robert, take it. Robert?
Yeah, I'm here, Coach.
Take it in a certain way. I think and that's really the diversity of coaches. Every coach has a certain reputation, has a certain skill set. Every coach has a certain way to handle it. And I think there's nothing wrong with it. At a certain time, clubs need a coach with the skills, whatever it is. At a certain time, another coach is asked for to come in. And that's good. That's fantastic. All the names you mentioned just now are in a competition, but everybody is not on the same level, is not in the same working in the same direction. They all have different ideas, and sometimes it's good for the clubs to have this different knowledge, experience, and expertise from different coaches inside.
All right. Great stuff to end it, Coach. Thank you very much, and good luck. Eh?
Thank you.
Okay, so that's Coach Ennis Middendorp there being extremely diplomatic about the confirmed firing that has happened officially this afternoon.
Wednesday night, soccer night, your night.